Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben Crenshaw. Good morning, Hawaii. And Ben, I had my second shot yesterday. And I got to tell you, okay, I signed up at Blaisdell, you know, going down to the concert hall. And what a view. After the shot, I didn't wait at all. It wasn't crowded. There were no long lines. Friday's a good day to go. I don't think people like to have the potential complications that the shot, and I had none. So I'm here, and it's wonderful. But you know, you when you're sitting for the 15 minutes to make sure everything is ready, all right, that is, there's the Royal Hawaiian Band playing. There's the view of the Ko'olau Tantalus right in front of you. And they give you a little bottle of Hawaii water so that you can enjoy the moment, you know. And, of course, everybody's on their phone and doing what have you, letting the 15 minutes go by. I sat back and went, what a beautiful day. Absolutely gorgeous. Look at those puffy white clouds over the Tantalus mountaintop. It was just a wonderful moment. So I encourage you, sign up. Now let's get to golf. Okay, it's a Saturday. It's May 1st. Happy Lay Day to you, you all. It's, of course, Lay Day in Hawaii on May 1st. This is the Golf Club. We're on the radio in Hawaii. We're streaming live around the world via radiogolfclub.com. We're podcast there or where you get yours. I got a great show for you lined up. I've got Jason Faircloth, the founder and championship coordinator of the United States Disabled Golf Association. He's going to be on with us. Bob Foreman, health and fitness director at the Peninsula Club, going to give us some fitness tips. And Diana DeLucia, her golf kitchen is exploding. We've got so many exciting things to tell you about. And Alan Shipnuck, co-partner now with Matt Janella, the Fire Pit Collective. Fire Pit Presents. This is something we haven't heard about because this is Alan's bailiwick, author as well, formerly with Sports Illustrated and Golf.com. He's going to join us first up. Really looking forward to talking with Alan after this.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors: Dr. Carlson's Spine and Pain Clinic in Kailua, MD Restoration Water Flood Broken Pipe Cleanup 24/7, Aloha Power Equipment, we keep power at your fingertips, Honolulu Sign, now at 1724 Hart Street, one block Mauka of Nimitz, Sue's Electric and Cranes Inc., keeping Hawaii powered and lifted for 60 years. High-rises, shopping, and commercial centers. Houses and RCM construction for your Spalding repairs. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Alan Shipnuck, co-partner with Matt Janella, Fire Pit Collective. He's an author of 5 books, The Battle for Augusta National, Bud, Sweat, and Tees, Swinging from My Heels, Christina Kim, The Swinger, a novel, and She Runs Like a River to the Sea, Heartbreak and Hope in the Wake of United 93. That's just out this year. Welcome into the clubhouse, Alan.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And I've got to start off with breaking news. With Pine Valley, the number one golf course in the United States, formerly a men's only club, voted last night to allow female members and players unrestricted play, removing all gender-specific language from its bylaws, saying the future of golf must move toward inclusion. And I'm pleased, said club president Jim Davis, to report the trustees and members of the Pine Valley Golf Club have voted unanimously and enthusiastically to remove all gender-specific language from their bylaws. Were you surprised?
Not really. I mean, it's hard for me to celebrate this news. It's so overdue. I mean, credit to Pine Valley. They, you know, it's better late than never. But it's only in golf could this be treated as a big deal. I mean, it should have happened so long ago. I think it's meaningful because Pine Valley is such a prestigious place. You know, various top 100 lists have it as the best golf course on the planet. I think some all-millie-they-must actions who want to change the policies, and there's always going to be an old guard that takes a hard line against any progress. And so now at places like Burning Tree or wherever, you can point to Pine Valley and say, hey, if they did it, so can we. And I think that would be progress. I mean, it's a vestige from an antiquated age that for women not to be allowed to play a golf course and be treated as second-class citizens. So I'm glad it happened. I wish it had happened a long time ago, and hopefully this will create a little mini trend for the two dozen or so other all-male clubs that are still hanging on by a thread.
You know what I thought? I thought it was, you know, kind of interesting that we gave the Brits such a hard time about, you know, you guys, why don't you have all the women? Why can't they, you know, we have our own cadre of clubs that are not allowing women.
Yeah, the way that these clubs like Pine Valley were able to kind of skate by, said, well, we don't host any public events. Whereas the British clubs referring to, they were part of the Open Championship Rota. And ultimately, that's what changed Augusta National, was that it's basically a de facto ruling body. It hosts the most prestigious tournament in the world. It's run by the club members, and to eliminate, you know, 51% of the population, it was untenable. A place like Pine Valley, which it truly is private and doesn't really welcome the public in, that was how they delineated it in their own minds. But in reality, Pine Valley is a citadel of the sport. As I said, it's number one in every top 100 list. Its design philosophy has been massively influential throughout the golf world. You can't say that it exists in a bubble. I mean, it's part of the larger golf landscape, and therefore, you know, I think they felt a certain responsibility. Whether some of these less high profile all male clubs will follow suit, I mean, they'll try to fall back on the argument that they're still a private sanctuary and they can do whatever they want, which might be true from a strictly legalistic standpoint, but I mean, come on, it's 2021. Like, what are we doing here? It just doesn't make sense anymore.
No, it doesn't. Alan Shipnuck, you are now going as a co-partner with Matt Chinella full-time into Fire Pit Collective, what he started really doing at Golf Channel earlier. So many of his travel escapades were enjoyed by thousands and continued to be enjoyed on YouTube or wherever you can find the videos that he presented, and did such a great job with the team of guys who have gone with him over to Fire Pit Collective to continue to do their work and podcasts and reflections. And you are now, you're stepping out of the established media, Sports Illustrated, Golf.com, leaping into this new venture, a leap of faith. Was it scary at all?
Yes and no. I mean, as you said, I've been part of these legacy titles my whole career, and there's obviously a history and a prestige attached to them. But they're floundering, and the landscape has changed so much. And I feel more confident about my future now than I did, because we're really building a modern media company that's going to do things in an entirely different way. And we've eliminated so many layers of waste, and we're able just to reach the golf fans in a much more efficient, streamlined, agile kind of manner. And the one thing that it's never going to change is that sports fans want to read about sports, and golf fans want to read about golf, and they want to listen to podcasts, and they want to watch videos that are entertaining and enlightening. And so, you know, content really is the key, and Matt is great at what he does. I've been typing for a long time. We've been pulling together investors and other supporters, and we're going to hire some other folks who we're extremely excited about. And we feel like in a short period of time, we're going to have the best collection of talent of any golf media organization, from a, just kind of a broad cross section of whether it's equipment or other sort of verticals that touch on the game. You know, Matt's, as you say, his specialty is travel. I cover the pro game, but I also like doing lifestyle pieces. And we're just going to find people that we think can add an important voice and you know, we definitely want to be a diverse group with different perspectives, and that's something that's really lacking in the golf media, which is, as you know, is quite homogenous. And so it was scary for about 20 seconds, and then we just realized that we are onto something here as a platform for Matt's work and for my work and for others who really, you know, collective is the right word. It's going to be, you know, we have six or eight people we want to bring into the fold and really grow this thing. And we're excited. It just, you know, Matt and I, our whole careers, we had sort of these bosses who didn't always get it, you know, whether it was editors or ad salesmen or owners or whomever. And they were just kind of obstructionists in the way of the storytelling. And we had to convince them to let us do this story, do that story, and approve this budget. And it would get refracted through their own sensibilities and their concerns about the advertisers and all this stuff. But, you know, I'm closer to the golf fan than any of these people. I interact with them all day long on Twitter. I'm at tournaments. I'm talking to people. Like, I know what folks want to read and what they want to listen to and what they want to watch. And same with Matt and same with these other people we want to bring on board. And so we think we're just going to produce lots of great stuff that folks are going to be interested in. And if you do that effectively, then, you know, the sponsors and the advertisers and all those people come to you. And so we really think we can have a viable business, but more importantly, we could just have a lot of fun and tell a lot of great stories.
Yes. So the firepitcollective.com will be the destination that we go to not only see videos, great videos, travel videos, teaching videos, interesting interviews about the history of the game videos, podcasts where we can hear the people express themselves in their voices, with their tones and their interesting ways of saying things. But we'll also be able to continue to go here to read what you write, because you're such a great writer.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, the golf media has changed a lot in the last few years. There's kind of these young, upstart, do-it-yourself media entities, you know, whether it's the fried egg or it's No Laying Up or now it's Barstool. And they do a good job with kind of fun videos and with podcasts. But one thing that's not part of really of the model of any of these is the written word. You know, not it's not central to what they're doing. And I still think that people enjoy good writing and they still want to get lost in it. And it's still such an effective way to tell stories. Not everyone can commit to a 60-minute podcast.
Exactly.
You know, sometimes they'd rather have it in a different format. And certainly not everyone wants to watch a video all the time. So we just want to give people different ways to consume these stories. And, you know, well, I enjoy podcasting, and I've launched a weekly podcast with Christina Kim with the LPGA Tour, and everyone knows she's quite a live wire and has a great take on things, and we're having a lot of fun with that. It's called Full Send, and we're dropping those every Wednesday, and I enjoy that, and I'm looking forward to doing more long-form storytelling. You know, my focus is always going to be writing. It's just what I love, and so... Yeah, that's going to be a big part of the site. And I'm also sort of the de facto editorial director, so whoever we bring on, I'm going to edit their stories and help them maybe find their voice or keep their copy clean. Or, you know, we all need mentors and we all need help. And I was really lucky to have that early in my career at Sports Illustrated. But as things get more diffuse and budgets get leaner and staff reductions, there's not a lot of support out there. You know, you kind of just have to do it yourself, and it's much better as a collaboration. And so that, you know, Matt and I and our third partner, Alex Peggy, who's Matt's producer at the Golf Channel, we look forward to being in that role where we can help people do their best work and provide support and encouragement and bounce ideas around and offer technical skills. And that's somewhat lacking in the whole media landscape right now. And it's an important part of what we want to do.
This is exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. We're excited, for sure.
Yes, absolutely. As you wrote, for the first time, I'm in a position to personally promise that all of my stories will be presented in a clean, beautiful format that maximizes your enjoyment, not a corporate suits Christmas bonus. That's well put.
That's, I mean, a long-standing frustration for me, going back to CNNSI.com and then SI.com, then golf.com, is the stories, it's painful to read them. You're under assault from the pop-up ads and the embedded links and the advertisements that chop up the copy. So you don't know when the story ends. Sometimes there's so much clutter, people quit in the middle. They think the story's over, but no, there's like two more paragraphs. It's the best stuff I save for last. And it's maddening to me. And as a consumer, as a reader of other people's stuff, I hate that. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's why I told Matt from the beginning. I said, listen, there's a lot of things I don't care about aesthetically. Like, I will defer to other people. But what is it? It's non-negotiable is that anything that we present in the written form has to be really beautiful to look at and has to be fun to read. And, yeah, it's a business. I mean, if United Airlines or Sony or whomever wants to come in as our sponsor, we'd love to have them. And maybe we'll have a banner ad or we'll find a way for them to tell their story as well. But it's not going to chop up the story every two paragraphs. And I think you have to have more respect and veneration for your reader than to just to beat them over the head like that. So, and for 25 years, I've been begging various people in various organizations to do better in the presentation of the stories, and I always got outvoted or ignored. And now I actually have the authority to make it happen, and that's one of the things I'm most excited about.
Yeah, and the Fire Pit Presents, this is going to be under the firepitcollective.com, like a drop-down or a different little something on the website?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, as I was saying earlier, I was lucky to have great mentors along the way, and in some ways, it's never been easier to get your work out there on the internet. You know, you can be your own publisher, but it helps if you have someone who knows what they're doing to guide you. And so, yeah, the idea of Fire Pit Presents is it'll be a platform for young aspiring writers, and certainly an emphasis on voices other than the traditional golf media, which is mostly a bunch of white guys, and we need more perspectives, and we need more diversity. And so this would be a chance for whether they're college kids or it's someone who's in another career but has a great story to tell, or whoever they are. And everyone has one great story in them, right? Maybe it's a first person piece about some high school match. Maybe it's about their mentor, whether it's a grandfather or someone who taught them the game that's really special to them, or an amazing road trip they took with buddies where the various hijinks ensued. And I mean, it could be a million different things. And so I'm looking forward to overseeing that. And we're still building the business, like literally the collecting investors, dealing with the lawyers, all that stuff has been way more time consuming than we thought. And so we haven't had a chance to launch Presents in the way that we want to, but that's coming, and there'll be a lot of fanfare and on social media and on our website where people can submit their stories, and I'll read them, and we'll select the ones that we really like, and I'll work with those folks to edit them and to come up with the right layouts and photos and all that. And it's for me, it's fun. I like to discovering new voices. I did something like this with golf.com in a smaller scale, and of course it's a neat opportunity for people who are trying to break in the business or who just have something they want to share with the world. So that's going to be a really fun part of what we do.
Yeah, the goal is simple, you write, to build a community of folks who love golf and appreciate a good story. With that in mind, I'd like to talk with you. You have 5 books: The Battle for Augusta National, Bud, Sweat and Tease, Swinging from My Heels, Christina Kim, with whom you do the podcast now, The Swinger, a novel, and the most recent, 10 years later, you write and publish, 2021, comes out, She Runs Like a River to the Sea, Heartbreak and Hope in the Wake of United 93. What is this about?
Yeah, well, it's a true story of it. Actually, a local guy here in Northern California who I became friends with just through golf, his name is Jack Grancolis, and his pregnant college sweetheart was on United 93. Her name was Lauren, and as people remember, that plane took off 45 minutes after the other ones on 9/11. It was delayed on the runway, in Newark. And so by virtue of making phone calls back home, the folks on the plane kind of knew what was happening. They tried to overtake the plane, and it ultimately crashed in a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. But Lauren called Jack and left him a long voicemail from the plane, this kind of heart-wrenching message of love and hope. And it's really just tells you what kind of person she was. And the scariest, most harrowing moment of her life, you know, she just reached out with this beautiful message to her husband and her family. And as I got to know Jack, we played a lot of golf, and he told me more and more of his story. I just said, this is an incredible tale, because he was obviously in the deepest, darkest hole imaginable. And how he pulled himself out of it, it's really inspirational. And he learned a lot of things along the way. There's sort of some self-help elements to it. Not in a preachy way, but just in a practical way, like what he did. And it has a happy ending. He got remarried last year. And, after all this time, and it's really a love story in a lot of ways to Lauren and then to his new bride, Sarah. And so it was going to come out in September, but Jack ultimately felt, which is, of course, the 20th anniversary of 9/11, but he felt like he didn't want to appear there was any, it was pegged to that in any kind of promotional way. And so I think we're going to bump it back to January of 22 and just let it stand on its own. But it's really a remarkable tale. There's a lot of beauty, and it's been long in gestation. You know, we've been talking for years, and so I'm excited for people to read it, because I think they're going to be really moved and inspired by the story.
That's deep. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to reading it. Out in 2022, She Runs Like a River to the Sea, Heartbreak and Hope in the Wake of United 93. So you'll have to be on the show again as things progress and you have stories to tell, and I can hopefully cross-promote for you. That would be great. And talk about your book when it comes out.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you. I'm here for you, Danielle, whenever you need me, and
thank
vice
you.
Versa.
Thank you. This is Alan Shipnuck, co-partner with Matt Janella, FirePitCollective.com. Fire Pit Collective will have Fire Pit Presents within it, and many other things as they develop. It's like an incubation time when everybody's getting together and throwing thoughts around, and things just develop, and it's exciting, and I really envy you being in a team format like that, with all the things, the juices flowing and people wanting to just, you know, grow and give themselves the room to explore things that they've never had a chance to. Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. It was fun.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Diana DeLucia is about to have a whole lot of fun. She's going to be doing a shoot with cocktails. No, she's not. It's not some strange thing where they're, you know, animated cocktails. It's about building cocktails and the chef. Well, we'll tell you about it after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company. They moved to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured, the Honolulu Sign Company is COVID compliant with all the PPE signs you need. Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to HawaiiPain.com for more information. Call 452-1379. 952-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What is falling cracks in your cement walls, floors, or ceilings have in common with termites? Both only get worse and more expensive to repair if left alone. What is the answer? RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they have repaired concrete buildings, garages, and decks. Stopped the leaks. Call Richard Malmgren at 808-864-9520. RCM uses state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. Call RCM Construction 864-9520 now. What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate that must have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates. It's easy to do. Email Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Diana DeLucia, founder, editor-in-chief, publisher, Golf Kitchen. It's a magazine, semi-annual. It's a coffee table book coming out soon. We're going to have the details pretty soon. Golf Kitchen all started with Golf Club World Behind the Gates. And she's an award-winning food photographer, executive member of the board of directors of the Foreign Press Association. Welcome into the clubhouse, Diana.
Aloha, Danielle. How are you today?
Excellent, excellent. As you celebrate and highlight all the talented chefs in the world of golf, we're going to be talking about cocktails. designed and created by one of the most celebrated chefs in the private country club world, Sean Lewis.
That's right. Yeah, Sean is an excellent executive chef, very creative, but he's also very passionate about cocktails. And, you know, we have a clubhouse cocktails section in the magazine, and Sean and I have kind of teamed up to create a short video series from private clubs around the place and their cocktails and all kinds of things, like neighborhood things, new cocktails, ingredients, and, you know, different liquor companies, different products. And, you know, we do our first shoot on Monday, so I'm pretty excited. And, you know, it's been challenging this last year and a half to do anything, but, you know, we have a great group of people that have come together to help us get this first one off the ground so we can then do more.
You know, wait a minute. Yes, you do have a great group of people. First of all, Sean Christopher Lewis is the executive chef at Liberty National. Are you doing this shoot at Liberty National?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we're doing a shoot at Liberty National on Monday.
On Monday. Okay, now, who's going to make sure that all of you are dressed right?
Well, I'm not on camera. I'm producing this show. I don't want to say too much about brands or anything at this point in time until we finish it.
Okay.
And then we'll be releasing a press release that will have all those details on it, and you'll be one of the first to receive it.
Okay.
But I'm excited because we've wanted to do a video production, you know, in the past, but I just never had the time to get it done, and we actually have some time, and we've got some cooperation from some amazing brands and people that is just
top notch, top notch. Okay, the height of the world of fashion. Certainly, Liberty National at the top of the world of private country clubs. And this is Clubhouse Cocktails, a series. Are you thinking about doing a book with Sean Christopher Lewis?
Yes. That's a definite possibility. I do believe it would be the first cocktail book in the private club industry.
It's just wonderful how you're expanding Golf Kitchen. You know, it's just, you're taking it. Look at your upcoming trip. You're hand delivering your first Golf Kitchen certifications of culinary excellence to the inaugural clubs in Naples, Florida, Naples National and Royal Poinciana. Now tell me, for those who don't know, what is the Golf Kitchen certification of culinary excellence?
Well, at the beginning of COVID, when we were all on lockdown, I knew everyone was sitting at home because they couldn't go anywhere. And a bunch of chefs and GMs, maybe back in 2015, you know, we kind of discussed such a certification program in the private golf and country club space, specifically for culinary. And, you know, there's a lot of other ones, but they're not targeted at the culinary side. So during COVID, we got together and wrote, I had a great deal of assistance, and wrote up an entire introduction program and a certification program, which is some 30-something pages long, and we'll be announcing in the coming months the nominations for certification, for the next group of clubs. The information can be found at golfkitchen.com under the certification tab.
Now, you give out the Golf Kitchen Culinary Excellence Awards. So if you're a certified culinary excellence, you will then be one of those who can be nominated for one of the awards?
That's the plan in the future, but because we're not even out of COVID yet, it's going to take a little while to get it up to speed because, you know, once we can start traveling around and sending people to various locations, which is starting to look like we can, mm-hmm. then we can go full steam ahead.
Wow. That is so meaningful. It's like starting an entire new way for the culinary side of the private country clubs to be able to really be highlighted and featured, which you've been doing for years. What is this, the fourth year already?
September's our actual fourth anniversary of the very first magazine that came out. I remember it well, with Rye Waddington from Wingfoot Golf Club on the cover, and yes. He was looking really dapper.
Yes. Yeah, it doesn't seem like 4 years. My goodness gracious. Okay, so you're on your way to Naples National, Royal Poinciana. She has really difficult assignments. And then you're traveling to Misner Country Club in Delray Beach, Florida?
Yes, I'm actually, for the very first time, and I'm very proud of it, I'm going to be putting a female executive chef, and she's extremely talented. Her name's Hannah, and she is 28, 29 years old, and she is the executive chef of Misner Country Club, which is an amazing property, and it is not easy to take on that role at such a young age. So I'm completely looking forward to hearing her story, and she will be on the cover of the September issue.
That's great. A woman executive chef in a private country club. This is a very Misner Country Club in Delray Beach, Florida. I just checked them out. Beautiful. Family, golf, tennis, fitness, social life, restaurants, bars. They have a little bit of something for everybody.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. The marketing team are really supportive. They've been fantastic just coordinating everything, and I'm really looking forward to meeting everybody down there.
Yeah. So Golf Kitchen, I have my Golf Kitchen book, the first one. I have my Golf Kitchen, Behind the Gates, your first book ever in the country club world. But we've been waiting for Golf Kitchen Book 2. It's what do you tell us? Give us an update.
Okay, so we have been in production. We had been in production for nearly 3 years, and then when COVID hit, that threw a spanner in the works, as you know. Mm. And we still have another spot to fill. So what I'm trying to do is make a commitment to send that file to the printer September the 1st and to be on the Christmas market.
Yes.
And that's going to be a big celebration because these 500-page coffee table books, you know, it's a lot of work and a lot of hours, a lot of manpower of back and forth and, you know, recipe editing, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, I just know once that baby is born, it's going to be amazing because the work that people have put into it is a lot and it's outstanding.
Don't you travel to all of the country clubs featured in your book?
I do, yeah, every single one.
Yes, like when you went to Kohana Iki and did the, you know, presenting Kohana Iki as a private country club and the chefs, they were featured in the magazine. So you've got one spot left. How does somebody get that spot?
They can contact me, and as long as they have an extremely amazing club and team, it's a distinct possibility. Just contact me at diana@golfkitchen.com or call me. I'm very open. You can direct message me. It's really a very personal project, that the books and the magazine, as you know, it's like a lot of back and forth and cooperation between Golf Kitchen and whatever property I'm working with and their teams.
Right. So they're a big part of creating the piece that's going to be representing them in your book.
Yeah, I really believe, and I do this with the magazine as well, is you have complete editorial approval. We work together so everyone's happy with the outcoming product. And I'm very fortunate because people have been extremely understanding about the delays in production. And, you know, everyone knows how long it takes. It's a huge process. I mean, the first book took 3-point-something years. The second one took, I think, 3 years. Yeah, it was 2013 to 2016 at the end of the year. So they are lengthy projects because they're so thick. There's so many pages.
Mm-hmm. They're beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No. Just it's a labor of love, those projects for me. It's a lot of work and a lot of dedication to each property and each chef as well. But it's really worthwhile.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is, as we mentioned earlier, it's your fourth year in September of Golf Kitchen. And speaking of Christmas, the book hopefully will. You know, we'll be out for the Christmas market. How's that? You're also putting together a compilation magazine for the Christmas time with recipes?
Yeah, we're doing a fourth year anniversary issue, and it will be a compilation of every chef and recipe that we have run since the beginning.
Wow. With the recipes?
Yes, with recipes. So it'll be a special edition.
That's nice. That's nice. Because your recipes...
It will be a very, very nice production.
Yeah, the recipes are absolutely fabulous. We were looking through a couple of issues with a friend, and she said, I wonder where I can get that particular fish. I can't remember which one it was. Was it shark or something? I'm not sure what the fish was that she was looking for. But it was just great to see the many different varieties, because you're covering country clubs in some cases from around the world.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to traveling again, and, you know, I want to confirm some new locations, but I can't do that until I have confirmation. And it's just exciting that, you know, just to be vaccinated and be able to start, you know, start all my travels again, because, as you know, it's just been not being able to go anywhere is like strangling me. I can't stand it.
Well, you and a lot of other people, but for you, it's your business to travel, to be able to go to where you are going to interview people rather than doing it via email, you know, or over the phone. You get to be with the person, experience them, experience their environment, see how they operate. All of that comes through in the work that you do, presenting. You know what? Pine Valley Golf Club, that male-only golf bastion in the United States, number one on many lists in the United States, has decided to let women in. So maybe Pine Valley would be something one day for Golf Kitchen.
Yeah, maybe, if they're willing to let a female in.
Yes, they are now. They voted female members in. It's interesting that we had one of those groups still holding out. Wow.
I never knew that. That's pretty amazing in this day and age. It never crossed my mind.
Right. Well, I was talking to Alan Shipnuck earlier in the show, and he mentioned 12 private country clubs. I think that was the number that do not allow women to become members. And it is, I was surprised, you know, but as he said, because it is never a public destination, they don't allow the public on the property. So there's no golf course tournament that is played there. That's how they've managed to stay, you know, but it's their business. They want to be a private country club. I can hear your voice out there saying, hey, if somebody wants to be private, that's their business.
I do look at it like that. They are private clubs, and you know, it is their decision as a club, because it is a club. So I kind of, you know, it doesn't really offend me if it's a male only club or a female only club. It's a club, and I guess they have that group of members that want that. But it is becoming more obviously mainstream to include, you know, both men and women.
Yes.
I mean, women are growing in golf. You know, there's a lot of great players out there, and I just think it's bringing more and more people to the game, as you know, whether it's on the golf side or the culinary side. And I think it's a great movement. I think they've made a great decision.
Absolutely. Diana DeLucia, founder and editor-in-chief, publisher, Golf Kitchen. You can go to golfkitchen.com and you can see the work. Isn't your magazine that's coming out in print already available as a digital version?
It is. It is on the homepage. You can see the digital version at golfkitchen.com on the homepage. And the print magazine is out, and it's arriving to its destinations like from about this last Wednesday and into the week whenever they get delivered.
And you're...
But I'm getting a great feedback from the magazine, and this particular issue I'm really proud of, as all issues, but putting these magazines together during COVID is not easy, because you have to be really careful with all the restrictions.
Yeah. No, I mean, what you do is... The digital is nice, but the print, when you get to hold the quality of the stock, the amazing colors that come out on the paper, it's just a whole different world. And, you know, you can, it's just wonderful. The work you do is spectacular. There should be an award that we can give to you, Diana DeLucia, for what you've created. Really beautiful work. And I thank you for your dedication and your insistence. I mean, Diana, if something comes in that's not up to snuff from the printer, it's like, hey, this isn't working. This isn't what I asked for. Do it over again. And that's time consuming. And thank you for your, you know, you demand excellence. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your support. You've been a great friend and support to me for, you know, the past 10 years, and I can't thank you enough.
And as have you been for me. Thank you. Aloha, and we'll talk soon.
Aloha.
We're going to come back. We've got a wonderful segment for you from Bob Foreman. He's health and fitness director at the Peninsula Club. We're actually going to the Carolinas for our next two segments. And Bob's got something for us that, you know, we really need to think about, because the physiology changes as we, you know, progress in life. And we need to make some adjustments, I think. I'm not really sure what he's going to tell us, but he always has something very important to learn. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Seals Electric has kept Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years. High-rises, shopping and commercial centers, city and county projects. Have your project done on time, on budget, with a tradition of excellence and safety only Seals delivers. Update your facilities with the next generation of cost-saving products. We're COVID compliant. Call 842-1944. That's 842-1944. Across Hawaii, Seals Electric lights the way.
Have you discovered Global Golf Post yet? Global Golf Post is the leading golf news publication in the game. It is a digital magazine. It's published very early Monday morning, delivered to your email inbox before you wake up. And in the pages of Global Golf Post, you will find all the news from the pro tours from the weekend, plus opinion and commentary from many of the best writers covering the game today. You can also read about the latest golf gear from the leading golf equipment brands. Best of all, it's absolutely free. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii to sign up for your free subscription. You'll become the most informed golfer in your regular foursome. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. Do it today. We want to make sure that you're the best equipped golfer in your foursome. And we're going to give away a Pitch Fix divot repair tool. It's one of those wonderful ones that kind of snap when you click the button. I always like those switchblade sort of things. And then there's the cleaner, the Aqua Brush, that can clean the grooves on your irons, clean your clubs. It's really cool. So pitchfix.com is where you can see what we're giving away. Great colors, too. All you have to be is the ninth caller. The number is 808-545-1111. 545-1111.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Want more customers?
Renovating high-rises, whatever your trade.
Fill your restaurants, buy your cars, use your realty company. Buy insurance, air condition their offices. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have quality listeners like yourself. We have ad packages that start at a few hundred dollars. Email your contact info to rick@radiogolfclub.com. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
That's rick@radiogolfclub.com.
Our listeners are consumers, too.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
We want you to win a Pitch Fix divot repair tool, the switchblade type, and the Aqua Brush. The number to call is 808-545-1111 or 545-1111. Bob Foreman, health and fitness director at the Peninsula Club, owner of GolfFitCarolina.com. He has a master's in exercise physiology. He's author of Functional Golf Fitness Training. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bob.
Thank you, Danielle. It's a pleasure to be back with you.
Yeah, Bob, you know, I was talking about us. It's good to have you back. about, you know, the fact that, you know, every day we're aging. And as we're aging, our body is changing. And I imagine it would be a good idea to be in touch with that. So just like me, I know you've been awed by the, let me say, the old timer who strolls at his measured pace on the course. He doesn't look like he's going to be able to hit it long and straight at all. He sets up. He doesn't have a classic swing, but he swings and he hits. And that ball flies perfectly and farther down the fairway than I can, which is always amazing to me how wonderful they are. And, you know, some have limps. Some have, you know, they don't look like they can play golf. But they've been, and that's amazing to me. So about the aging golfer, what do we need to do to take care of ourselves?
Well, you know, there is a physiological reason why they have senior tees. I mean, yeah, things happen to our body as we get older that will impact our playing performance, that will impact our tendency to get hurt. The biggest of those changes has to do with our muscle fiber, you know, and we start to lose muscle tissue at the ripe old age of 30 years old.
Wow.
And yeah, and as we get older, like around 50, 60, I mean, that number just boom, takes off. So with less muscle, obviously, you lose a little bit of your strength, and the muscle that we lose, it tends to be more in the lower body versus the upper body, and the type of muscle that we lose is what's called the fast twitch muscle fiber, which is responsible for quick explosive movements, which is what the golf swing is, you know, of 1.2, 1.5 seconds. So, yeah, as we do get older, we lose our ability to swing an efficient golf club, so that impacts our distance. So it is a good idea to move up the tee box. You know, you can't prevent that entirely, but you can definitely slow the process down, and the process is called sarcopenia. You can slow that down, and if you haven't been doing anything to slow that down, you can get into a program to get some of that muscle tissue back, which is the good news.
So I can actually regain what I haven't even realized I've lost, except that I don't seem to be doing, you know, those quick movements on the dance floor or with my golf swing anymore.
Yeah, there you go. There's a correlation. Good correlation. Yeah, I mean, you know, we need to get into some sort of resistance training, strength training. And it's not, you don't have to do a ton of it. But if you can get out there 3 days a week and spend about 15, 20 minutes hitting the major muscle groups, maybe doing a little golf specific exercises to enhance strength, it will go a long way to get your muscle tissue back, and it will go a long way to help you hit the ball a long way. And then once you kind of get into strength for a while, you can progress and you can start adding some power movements to help recruit those fast twitch muscle fibers, at least the ones that you have left. Because if you don't practice that, you know, it's going to be tougher to recruit those muscle fibers. And again, that's going to impact our distance.
When you talk about recruiting muscle fiber, what do you mean?
Well, you know, like when you're participating in an activity like a golf swing, like I say, which is very explosive, it's very quick, you want to make sure that you're recruiting the faster twitch muscle fibers, you know, so you have to practice that. There are certain exercises that you can do to help better recruit those muscle fibers so that when you get out on the golf course, your brain body is in connection, that you're going to be able to recruit and utilize those particular muscle fibers better and more efficiently.
So wake them up and make them move.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I suppose you have to train them by saying, okay, this is what we're going to do, and it's muscle memory. After you've done it over and over again, they finally kick in.
Well, yeah, I mean, muscle memory, you know, there's really no such thing as muscle memory.
Wow.
You know, the brain really controls everything. So you definitely want to try to mimic the exercises as best you can to the golf swing. So, you know, there are certain exercises that you can incorporate that will do that, that will help your golf swing, again, become more efficient and more powerful when you're out there playing.
So you've just destroyed one of the myths of exercise or repetition of movement. So our memory, the muscles doesn't remember any of that. It's all the brain memory.
It's all the brain. Yeah. Muscles don't have little brains in them. They are controlled by, or though I should say the muscles. Yeah. Don't have little brains. They're controlled by our brain.
I got it.
So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The more you can mimic that activity, the better you're going to be.
Okay. So, you know, what do we do about the brain? We seem to be losing some of those cells as we age, too.
Well, that's true, you know. And, you know, and there is a thing called neurogenesis where, you know, back in the day, it used to be you were born with a predetermined amount of brain cells, right? And as you got older and you got into things, you could destroy some of the brain cells and you couldn't get any of those back. Well, now we now know that you can actually grow brain cells, and cardiovascular exercise is a big part of that, as well as doing brain exercises like Sudokus and puzzles and stuff like that. So you definitely can enhance the brain, and, you know, and again, if you tie a lot of the exercises that you do that towards mimicking the golf swing, you can enhance that whole component and increase performance.
So Sudoku, I'm like, I'm dead in the water. Search a word. Will that work?
Hey, and if you can do it while you're like riding a stationary bike, that's even better.
Wow. So yes, now you're really challenging me. Okay. I love a stationary bike. How about if I'm like on a treadmill or something like that? Usually I try to read while I'm on a treadmill. Does that help?
Sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
As you can challenge the brain a little bit, you're going to be in good shape.
That's
now,
great.
Also, the other thing is, as we get older, you know, our connective tissue, our tendons, our ligaments tend to thicken up. And, it, you know, the more sedentary we are, the more they'll thicken up, so that one day when you finally decide to get up and do something, it's going to be a lot harder to do.
Oh.
So in addition to doing the resistance training and doing the cardiovascular training, you definitely want to get into stretching to enhance the connective tissue and keep it, you know, nice and pliable, so that, you know, you can make those moves that you're going to do in the golf swing and you won't hurt as much the next day. So, yeah, I mean, there's definitely a plan that can be in place that can definitely, you know, physically help your golf game.
So, you know, where is a good place to find the plan that you're talking about?
Well, obviously, I mean, you know, the Internet is a good resource. You know, my website, I have a lot of articles, some videos of exercises that you can do. The articles kind of break down the golf swing and explain what, from a physical perspective, might be the issues. And then it provides exercises that you can do to correct those issues. That's a big part of it, is really trying to determine where your musculoskeletal deficiencies are, because we all have them based on what we do and what we don't do, and they develop over time and again with age. I mean, playing golf will create imbalances in the body because it's a one-sided repetitive action. So if you can get with someone to identify those deficiencies and then target a program to work on those, that's when you'll see, you know, the improvements in your game.
So it'd be best to have somebody like actually be physically present with you to and watch you do certain movements to be able to determine where your weaknesses are.
Yeah, that would be an ideal situation. And there are folks out there, you know, that are certified with TPI and with Gray Institute. All those are great organizations that provide certifications. If you can get with one of those individuals and have them take you through an assessment, have them watch you swing a golf club, you know, they can identify the areas, the weaker areas. You know, the chain is only as strong as its weakest link. And then they can provide some exercises to help correct that weakest link or those weaker links so that you can improve the whole process, definitely.
Yeah, because you might be tight in some part of your body that you don't even realize that you're tight there, and that's hampering your ability to make a turn, a shoulder turn. Maybe there's something going on with your neck. That even your neck, I mean, that's a really important part of your body to really function best.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, and that's what these assessments will do. You know, they'll kind of isolate different areas of the body to determine whether or not you can move efficiently or not. And these same deficiencies, Danielle, can also are usually the ones that also will lead up to injury. So, you know, you're kind of not only improving your playing performance, you're also reducing the potential for injury or helping alleviate a current injury that you may have.
That's great. So you're not only enhancing your physical conditioning, you're also taking care of something that you may not even realize that you have a problem there, and that can then, you may not be able to fix it completely, but you can maybe minimize or reduce the amount of problem that that injury causes to you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I've been working with golfers for nearly 20 years and been in the field for over 35. And it's amazing what a little bit of stretching can do to alleviate discomfort, both acute and chronic, in regards to, and this is, you know, like with low back issues, with neck, shoulders. I mean, it's just amazing some of the responses that people get once you identify where those problem areas are, because these musculoskeletal deficiencies, like I say, will create misalignment in the skeletal system, which puts a pull on the muscle or the bone, which, you know, creates the problem. So once you can bring balance or symmetry back into the body, you alleviate or prevent those issues from happening.
Wow. This is great. I was in a motor vehicle collision. I was at a stoplight, and I was hit from behind without knowing that it was going to happen. I wasn't, you know, prepared for somebody to hit me in the back end. And my hips are no longer in the right way. I don't know. I'm shifted, or there's a way they say it, you know, and that's one of the hardest things to figure out, how I'm supposed to get back in alignment so that I'm, you know, they're both in the right place. But, you know, I never thought that stretching would be a good way. But then when I think about it, it's actually perfect.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Stretching, getting into maybe like a yoga class.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tai Chi, any of those really that involve gentle stretching and range of motion, they're ideal.
Yeah, because my doctor says no exercising. So what am I going to do? Stretching. There we go. You've solved my problem. Mm-hmm. Bob Foreman, health and fitness director at the Peninsula Club. But you can find him right here in Hawaii. All you have to do is go to golffitcarolina.com. He's author of Functional Golf Fitness Training, Masters in Exercise Physiology. Thank you for being on the show. Very insightful.
Well, thank you for having me, Danielle. It's always a pleasure.
It's a pleasure having you on. We're going to talk again soon. Aloha.
You got it.
Okay.
Aloha.
Jason Faircloth is coming in next, founder and championship coordinator. He created the United States Disabled Association, Golf Association, that is, and they're having their open coming up real soon, this month. And we're going to talk with him about, you know, creating, founding something like this. I think he has people from 8 different countries now coming to the Open Championship. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Coral, Y and I, we are K-O-R-L. Y and I, Honolulu. And, you know, congratulations, Bert. I'm going to get that Pitch Fix brush. It's an aqua brush, and it's very cool because you put water in it, and it's right in your hand. It holds in your fist comfortably, and you just kind of scrub your irons. It's so convenient. You feel like you've really got control over it and some power. You can put power into it. And of course, there's the Pitch Fix Divot repair tool that's like a little switchblade, and it's very cool, and you'll love them. It comes in really good colors. I'll pick two different colors, one for the aqua brush and one for the Pitch Fix brush. The Pitch Fix brush as well as the divot repair tool. I'll be getting that into the mail for you ASAP. What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company. They moved to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured, the Honolulu Sign Company is COVID compliant with all the PPE signs you need. Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
What do falling cracks in your cement walls, floors, or ceilings have in common with termites? Both only get worse and more expensive to repair if left alone. What is the answer? RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they have repaired concrete buildings, garages, and decks. Stopped the leaks. Call Richard Malmgren at 808-864-9520. RCM uses state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. Call RCM Construction, 864-9520 now.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Jason Faircloth, he is the founder of the United States Disabled Golf Association, and he's the championship coordinator of the United States Disabled Open Golf Championship, presented by Ping at Longbow Golf Club in Clinton, North Carolina, on May 17th through the 20th. And 80 golfers are already in, and welcome into the clubhouse, Jason.
Thank you. It could mean Arizona.
Oh,
sorry. Arizona.
That's right, in Arizona. I don't know how I got Clinton, North Carolina.
That's where I'm at.
That's why I put it.
That's where I live.
That's where you live. So I got to ask you, before we talk about the tournament, when did you start playing golf, Jason? Why did you take up the game?
I started at age 12. And so I wanted to be on the high school team. And I used to play tennis, but they didn't offer tennis at the high school. So I just took up golf so I could be on a team at the high school level.
Wow. Now, we have to explain that you have cerebral palsy. And
yes.
Let me just explain. It is a group of disorders, according to, you know, the way I look at that, affects a person's ability to move and maintain balance and posture. And balance and posture, those are two of the most important parts to the golf game. And how did you overcome or manage the cerebral palsy and get into the game?
It's just the way I am. I've always played sports. So it is what it is. I can still live a normal life. Like I always say, it is what it is. You just got to go and do what you can do and hope for the best.
Well, the fortitude that you have to go ahead and put together this Open Championship, the United States Disabled Open Golf Championship, presented by Ping at Longbow Golf Club in Arizona, May 17th to the 20th, you have brought together Ping as the presenting partner, About Golf and Hanger Clinic as official partners, PGA of America, Adaptive Golfers, One Leg Bell, Caddy Basket Golf, Arizona Golf Association, Tee It Up for All, and Ability 360. They're all helping and being a part of this championship. Arizona State Special Events Program is helping with getting the volunteers for the event. It certainly takes a village, and you are a strong person to pull it all together.
It's all connected back to me. So I'm in charge of just about everything that goes on. And that's kind of how I like it to be, because if I make a mistake, then it all falls on me, and that's just the way that I've always been. So it's hard, but again, if you want to do something correctly, then you have to do it, and you have to bring together some people that can help you do this, because it does take a business. Because anybody can put on a golf event, but we are trying to make it special. We are trying to make these golfers feel like they are part of something bigger.
Yes.
And so that's the idea that I got from England, and that's the idea that I've always had. And I've always said that if it can't be that special, then I will just quit having it. It's just the way it is.
So it's got to be good. It's got to be perfect, or not. And if anything goes wrong, you take responsibility. You're not blaming somebody else, and you're more comfortable with that. I totally respect and understand that.
it's all for the me. And I mean, and like I said, I mean, it needs for me. So.
Yeah, I'm talking with Jason Faircloth, the founder and a championship coordinator, United States Disabled Golf Association, and United States Disabled Open Golf Championship that's coming up in a couple of days. It seems the way time's flying. It's May 17th through the 20th. It's in Arizona at Longbow Golf Club, presented by Ping. And Jason went over to England and played in 2011 at the Disabled British Open and 2012. How did you do?
I came in second in my flight in 2012.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And so that's, like I said before, that's where the idea started from. They treated us like kings over there. They had it on TV. They really did a great job in hosting the golfers.
They treated you like
and
kings.
So that's
awesome.
The idea.
Yeah. So your event was created in 2018?
2018, yes, ma'am.
And how many? And tell us what the response was like.
Yeah, we have 48 golfers from 8 different countries. We had one sponsor to cover all the expense. And so it really did turn out better than what I was expecting. I think me going over to England, most of the golfers knew who I was. And knew what we were trying to create, and they kind of hop on board, and so they came over to support the event and to play the event.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And in 2019, there were 74 golfers, up from the 48 in the first, also from 8 countries. Ryan Brendan won the 2018 in a playoff. Chris Biggins won in 2019, also in a playoff. I guess you couldn't play in 2020, right?
No, ma'am. We had a cancel about a month before, and that was kind of the hardest decision we ever had to make. But then again, it was also the easiest decision we had to make.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So Longbow Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona, it's one of the top 20 courses in Arizona as ranked and top 100 resort courses in the country by Golf Week magazine. This is a very special golf course. Have you played it yet?
Yes, I went there to see the golf course in 2019. I went to see the golf course to see how it going to play. And they have hosted numerous professional women events. So we got a pretty good good golf course that is going to be hosting the event. And it's also about 20 miles from the airport, so it's easy access for the golfers to come. So that's kind of the way that we try to operate. We want to go to a golf course that A is going to be special, and B near the airport, so that people can don't have that much trouble trying to come.
Yeah, and you think of everything. Golf Tips magazine also calls it the top 5 player-friendly course in Phoenix, Scottsdale. So, this is a golf course that a lot of people should probably check out the next time they're over in Phoenix and Scottsdale, Arizona. on your, I happened to look on your Facebook page when I asked you to be a friend of mine, and one of the videos that you have on there is performed by Brett Lang, and originally a James Taylor song, "Fire and Rain." Does that have a special meaning for you?
Yeah, my daddy died. I can't talk about it. My daddy passed away this year.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I brought up something so painful. I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I mean, like I say, it is what it is. But it's just the way it is.
Yeah, exactly. My heart goes out to you right now. I want to give you a big hug. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Absolutely. I am just so proud of everything that you've done. And, you know, 80 golfers was the limit, and you got your 80 golfers up from the last 74 in 2019, up from 48 in 2018. It's just growing by leaps and bounds. And this is Jason Faircloth, the founder of the United States Disabled Golf Association, and he is the championship coordinator of the United States Disabled Open Golf Championship presented by Ping. This is in the Longbow Golf Club in Arizona, and it's May 17th through the 20th, and it would not be possible without the sponsors, Ping as presenting partner, About Golf, and Hanger Clinic as official partners, PGA of America, Adaptive Golfers, One Leg Bell, Caddy Classic Golf, Arizona Golf Association, Tee It Up for All, and Ability 360 for helping out and being a part of the championship. Arizona State Special Events Program helping with getting the volunteers for the event. As Jason says, it takes a village and a very dedicated, strong coordinator. That's what I'm saying. And that is Jason Faircloth, who founded the organization. Thank you for spending some time with us in the golf club.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, Jason. Aloha. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back right after this.
For 25, play for fun. Life's too short. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments.
Seals Electric has kept Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years. High-rises, shopping and commercial centers, city and county projects have your project done on time, on budget, with a tradition of excellence and safety only Seals delivers. Update your facilities with the next generation of cost-saving products. We're COVID compliant. Call 842-1944. That's 842-1944. Across Hawaii, Seals Electric lights the way.
Have you discovered Global Golf Post yet? Global Golf Post is the leading golf news publication in the game. It is a digital magazine. It's published very early Monday morning, delivered to your email inbox before you wake up. And in the pages of Global Golf Post, you will find all the news from the pro tours from the weekend, plus opinion and commentary from many of the best writers covering the game today. You can also read about the latest golf gear from the leading golf equipment brands. Best of all, it's absolutely free. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii to sign up for your free subscription. You'll become the most informed golfer in your regular foursome. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. Do it today.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company. They moved to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured, the Honolulu Sign Company is COVID compliant with all the PPE signs you need. Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Want more customers?
Renovating high-rises, whatever your trade.
Fill your restaurants, buy your cars, use your realty company, buy insurance, air condition their offices. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have quality listeners like yourself. We have ad packages that start at a few hundred dollars. Email your contact info to rick@radiogolfclub.com. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
That's rick@radiogolfclub.com.
Our listeners are consumers, too.
The golf club tip number 47. When mad about your slice, don't hit the tree with your driver. Break it over your knee. Now, back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
All right. We have time to tell you for our surfing golfers, and I know there are many surfing golfers. Surfers who golf at the same time, well, maybe not the same time, but you know what I mean. They like to surf. They like to golf. There's a high surf advisory for north and west facing shores, Niihau, Kauai, and Oahu. So you may not see your friends who surf. They may be out in the water instead of on the course. Mostly sunny skies today. Scattered showers on the leeward side. We're going to have isolated showers. So a little bit more rain windward. No, really? And a little bit more less rain on the... But, you know, this forecast, look at the mountains and check out the clouds. That's the best way to do it right now. The weather's been just a little unusual. The high today expected to be about 87 degrees, depending where you are. It can also be 82 degrees. So easterly winds are going to keep it a little cooler, 15 to 20. We'll have scattered showers windward and Mauka tonight. Easterly winds, 15 to 20. And the low, 67 to 72. Got a couple of tea times for you. Makalei at 10:38, Poipu Bay at 10:20. We've got one at Royal Hawaiian Country Club at 10:36, Bayview 9:21, Makaha East at 9:48. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Yes, it's Global Golf Post, the leading golf publication in the game, and it is free. So go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. Show your support for the golf club by signing up for Global Golf Post. The more signups, the more support. It's globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. Aloha Power Equipment, they're having their moving sale, and it's continuing until the store is empty, including the Honda mower that is on sale with a free warranty. Sand Island and Waipahu stores. Honolulu Sign, you know they do exterior signs, signs for real estate or lighting signs, parking signs, interior signs, signs of all kinds, PPE signs. It's Honolulu Sign. They've moved. They're on Hart Street now. Hawaii Pain and Spine, Dr. Jonathan Carlson. Got pain? See Dr. Jonathan Carlson. Shoulders, hips, knees, feet, doesn't matter, back. Call Hawaii Pain and Spine. MD Restoration, flood and fire disasters, you know, goodness knows, it's shocking. That's what it is. There's water where it's not supposed to be. A fire has broken out. They've put it out. Now what am I going to do? You need help right away. So call 528-3434. 528-3434. 24/7, because when disaster strikes, you need MD Restoration. RCM Construction, 30-year leader in Spalling repairs across Hawaii. Spalling? Well, that's the thing that, you know, separating the rebar from the concrete. You see little chunks of concrete, you got a problem. It destroys the structure, the strength of your structure. RCM Construction, they'll fix it. And Sioux Electric, keeping the power on for more than 60 years. Indeed, on time, on budget, they'll get your budget right. I'm Danielle Tucker, The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2021.